Three chemical companies have agreed to a major settlement over what are called forever chemicals in drinking water. These chemicals also go by the acronym PFAS or PFAS. And there is a separate case against PFAS maker 3M. Back in 2016, officials in Stuart, Florida found firefighting foam made by the company contaminated its water supply with elevated levels of PFAS. Now, PFAS pose several health risks, and the EPA is trying to lower that amount in drinking water supplies around the country. Meeting those standards will cost local water systems billions of dollars. Let's bring in now reporter Zoya Tierstein from our editorial partner Grist for more. Zoya, hello.
Hi, Scott.
This is complicated stuff, but just help us with the big picture. In these cases, these big chemical companies are accused of making products, I gather, like firefighting foam that allegedly polluted drinking water. So is what we're talking about paying for cleaning up drinking water?
That's right. It's all about who has to pay for this contamination. So there are water supplies across the nation that are contaminated with, in this particular case, in this lawsuit that involves 3M that's coming up, aqueous film-forming foam, AFFF, which is a firefighting foam that has been used by fire departments for many decades. That was made by 3M, and that foam has PFAS in it. That's what makes it so effective at putting out fires. So that foam has migrated over time into local drinking water supplies, and that's where you have that contamination problem.
Mm. All right, let's talk about the settlement from late last week. Three companies that once upon a time were all part of DuPont, Chemours, Corteva, and DuPont, face lawsuits, and they agreed to settle, pay almost $1.2 billion. What did these companies agree to do?
Yeah, those companies are agreeing to pay for some of the cost of remediating those PFAS out of local water supplies across the country. So getting rid of PFAS is actually a very complicated and expensive undertaking. It's not as easy as putting a water filter in or any of the other filters that water utilities commonly use to filter out chemicals or nitrogen or nutrients in water supplies. So you have to, in some cases, invest in very expensive resins and then burn them. So it's a very complicated process. And so that roughly $1.2 billion settlement will pay for some of that. However, the looming settlement that's coming up with 3M potentially is for much more money, nearly $10 billion or potentially even more. I mean, the cost of cleaning out these chemicals writ large across the entire nation's water supply could possibly be in the hundreds of billions of dollars.
And should we assume that these chemicals are likely in drinking water systems around the country?
Yes, unfortunately, PFAS are in water supplies, they're in products we use all the time, they're even in our blood. Almost every man, woman, and child in America has this chemical in their bloodstream. So it's a very serious issue, and the thing at the heart of these settlements, this trial that's coming up with 3M, is, you know, if 3M knew about the dangers of this chemical many decades ago, as the plaintiffs allege, should it be responsible for then cleaning out that water, that contamination out of the water supply, or should it be the ratepayer's responsibility?
Oh, and let me ask you more about this this 3M case. As you're saying, there are reports that the company may try to settle. If it indeed goes to trial, are the plaintiffs planning to present inside documents from 3M alleging that the company knew a long time before it went public that these were dangerous chemicals?
Oh, yes. So there is a huge trove of evidence that, you know, if this case doesn't go to trial, won't see the light of day. Although I have seen some of it for my reporting because I was working with the plaintiff's legal team for a while to get some of those documents. But basically, what they're alleging is just years and years of, you know, secrecy, of knowledge at 3M and the highest rankings up there that these chemicals were dangerous to human health, that they were pervasive in the environment. And the plaintiffs are alleging that 3M actively kept that information from the EPA so as to continue making money on its products. That case is something of a test case. It's called a bellwether trial case. So that case is going first in the long, long list of plaintiffs. I think there's more than 4,000 of them total that are seeking to, you know, pin the blame for this on 3M.
And what can you tell us from your own reporting you just talked about as far as what the folks inside 3M knew?
Yeah, well, you have, you know, meetings with Louis Lair, who was head of operations at 3M at the time. He requested a private meeting in his office. He sent a bunch of executives to go meet with outside experts. They met with those experts, and there are documents showing that the official meeting notes from those meetings had omitted all of the most damning language from those meetings, that those experts had said this chemical is similar to carcinogens, it's very scary, we're a little worried, and 3M decided not to publish that. They didn't bring that to the EPA. There's also testimony that's more current from a former head toxicologist at 3M linking 3M's products to PFAS contamination in samples around the world. And so that's all some of the details that are in that case that may or may not go to trial. I mean, that's really what's at stake here. 3M is is willing to make a pretty large settlement to avoid going to trial, it seems.
Yeah, I read, was it Bloomberg that reported that there's potentially a deal on the table for $10 billion, significantly more than these three DuPont companies?
That's right. Although I will say that there have been some estimates that say that if 3M did go to trial and saw the whole thing through, it might be on the line for something as long the lines of $110 billion. So it's all relative.
Finally, just stepping back, how big a moment is this in the PFAS story? I reported some of these stories several years ago, but now is there a sense that this could be a moment of corporate accountability?
I think so. I mean, people have been working on this for a long time, and there have been lawsuits against these companies since 2005, but there have never been settlements or talk of settlements at this scale ever. So I think that this is something of a watershed moment for these chemical companies who have been producing these chemicals.
That's reporter Zoya Tierstein with our editorial partners at Grist. She's been talking about who pays to clean up PFAS chemical pollution. Zoya, thanks for the time.
Thanks so much.